Thank you very much.
All right, so I don't know if the 4 o'clock hour is gonna. Yeah, you wanna start off with the PSA? We can read the PSA later. I don't know if the 4 o'clock show is gonna come on, so we're just gonna hang out here and play some more music for you guys. My show is usually Thursday from 11 to midnight. It's called Highly Recommended. This is DJ Mellow Max. And as part of Highly Recommended, I like to play some very mellow music and some, just, you know, yeah, keep it mellow. I'm Mellow Max after all. So I'm going to play some stuff from my last playlist, which I had to miss for my Diffie Q final.
Which went swimmingly.
It did went swimmingly. Water puns are fun. There's
so many.
Yeah, whatever. Or I'll talk about my laptop sticker. Sure. So I as Maddie saw, we talked about this earlier, I have a sticker on my laptop that says ATO Records, which is the record label for King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, which is what we're playing next.
Twister.
And so they're just an amazing band, but I pre-ordered one of their albums and I got the sticker and I was like, oh, this is a great sticker. But, like, I'm not an ATO, and, like, I mean, I have nothing against ATO. I mean, like whatever floats your boat, right?
That was a good one.
And, I mean, compared to the other frats, things there are going pretty swimmingly, so,
hey.
Like, as long as they manage to stay afloat, keep their heads above water, right?
Oh, my God. You're getting into murky waters with these puns.
Ooh. Yeah, I feel like I'm drowning here. So,
it's okay, I'm actually a lifeguard.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. What a lifesaver. Sweet.
Ooh, get it sweet because lifesaver the candy?
Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
Sneaky there.
So, this is Mellow Max with Maddie and Ian, and this is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off of their new album. Actually, I'm going to play something from their older album, Paper Mache Dream Balloon.
Taking care of
Thank you.
All right, we just had, let's see, where did we leave off? I think we left off with King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with their song Sense off their 2015 album Paper Mache Dream Balloon. Fun fact about King Gizzard, they're releasing, I've heard different things. I've heard between 4 and 6 studio albums are going to be released this year alone.
Damn.
That's so prolific.
It's crazy. That's... 5? 5. Okay, Sean is telling me that it's 5.
in between 4 and 6.
Yeah, so it's incredible. Like at the beginning, like I saw one article that said 4 and another one that said 6, and I think 5 sounds right. So they had their first one, Flying Microtonal Banana, which had some sub tuning, which was really cool, sort of like a different sound. And then I think they're doing their next one is gonna be like really dark, experimental, concept album. And then they're going to have like a jazz one. They're just all over the place. Very talented group. And then after them, we had classic Jethro Tull. And then Joey Pecoraro, which I think we just, with his song Finding Parking, which Ian picked out.
Just randomly threw out there.
Yeah.
It was study music I listened to.
That's the wonderful thing about freeform radio. You can play whatever. And it's it was like dope elevator music. And
exactly.
Coming up next is Sean's pick by The Meters.
Thank you. anything and everything, everything, everything.
Well, wasn't that an adventure? Wasn't that just like a trip and a half?
A trance adventure. Yeah.
So let's see, where do we leave off? We had the Meters with Sissy Strut, and then we had Vinny Vici and Pixel with their song Anything and Everything, because we were talking about disco and how it's terrible and nobody should listen to it. And I mean, Ian said, like, well, sometimes I just want to dance. And you know, at a certain point, you can dance to disco. And I was like, why dance to disco when you can dance to this?
And dance we did.
Oh, we danced.
We did. Oh, and how we danced.
Oh, and how we danced.
Through the night.
Through the night in the studio, just dancing.
Just expressing emotions through physical movement.
Waiting for the beat to drop.
And it did.
And it did. And Sam begged Frodo, please, Frodo, drop the beat. Drop it. Let's listen to another song. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
LOL. See you guys.
TTYL.
You saw it, you have to. father was skinned alive by Ramsay Bolton. Still, you refused the call. But House Mormont remembers. The North remembers. The North. We know not a king, but a king in the North whose name is Dar.
Hello, hello, hello. So we just had, let's see, where did we leave off? Romare with Down the Line, and then Indra with Games of Psy. And for any of
that
you game...
What?
That
sounded very poetic.
Thank you. Thank you. Any of you guys who watch Game of Thrones might have recognized the sample of Anya Stark. Arya?
Arya? Arya Stark.
Yeah. Pretty... Just like...
Was it Arya?
Yeah, it was Arya.
Yeah.
I thought it was the
No.
No, it was yeah. the what's
it was the little
daughter.
Who?
No, it was
Wait.
Do you remember that? Okay.
Oh, oh.
Who?
Oh, wait, the little Pip like the
It was I think it was actually from the scene in the 5th or 6th season when I can't remember who is going around to the other houses in the north rallying
mm-hmm.
support.
Yeah,
for,
no, that yeah, that was
for Rob. Mm-hmm. And it was after the Red Wedding, like after everything, like it was towards the very end when oh,
oh
it was
no,
John.
It's Lyanna Mormont.
Exactly, it's the Mormon.
That's what.
Yeah,
it was she.
So, remember,
she's the, like the young
yeah,
one,
so,
right?
So they go
she's
to her.
So cute.
She's the head of the Mormon family because someone they,
like,
the father
like,
died.
Oh, you're
so
the father
so
died.
They go
the
to her. They're like, hey, we need troops and stuff. And every other house in the north is like, no, the Boltons, blah blah blah, whatever. And then only the Mormons are like. We support
True.
Snows.
That girl is a savage.
Or the
I
snow,
so
whatever, the
love
Stark.
That was
yeah,
like a great scene.
That was a
scene.
Great episode.
Wow, I completely forgot that.
I'm going to play some music in the background. Is it playing?
Yeah, yeah. No.
I miss
no.
Game of Thrones.
It's like, are you plugged in?
I'm going to rewatch.
I think I'm plugged in, yeah. Oh, it's still playing on my phone. That's probably it. All right, cool. Now we got some like nice side trance in the background. All right, yeah. If you want to like pass it around, we can do that too. We can like read
do
a line,
like,
or you can just
we can do
go
a Passover
for it.
Style and just kind of like
sure.
Read a line, reread pass.
Reread pass.
Reread pass.
Education
All right, we're somewhere. Here with a PSA for the community.
Wait for the drop.
PSA. It's storm season. With power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. Are more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home.
Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Yes. Now more trance.
Yeah. Excellent job, guys. So right now we're listening to Blastoise with the song Zoom. And he's just... That's like a Mongolian war chant in the background.
Yeah.
That's just... Yeah. All right. We're off. Well, after that fascinating foray into psytrance, we went to some Mudcrutch and with their song Trailer. Just very chill. But before that, we had Upgrade with Bailey's, and before that, Blastoise with Zoom. And yeah, so just some wild Israeli psytrance, because why not?
L'chaim.
Hey. To life. So coming up next, Ian?
We got The Bold Air of Time by Tame Impala. It's been stuck in my head for 2 hours.